The pasuk says, "Vahavta l'reacha kamaycha ani Hashem," and Rashi quotes the famous statement of Rabbi Akiva, "Am Rabbi Akiva, zeh klal gadol b'Torah." And many of the mefarshim on the Torah asked the question, "Why does Rabbi Akiva specifically identify as Vahavta l'reacha kamaycha as zeh klal gadol b'Torah as the basic rule in the Torah?" The Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, tells us the episode of Hillel and the Ger who came to Hillel and said, "Teach me on the entire Torah on one leg." And Hillel said, "Madaloch Sani L'Chavrich L'Savid," what you don't want done to you, don't do to someone else. Zu Kol HaTorah Kula. This is the foundation of the entire Torah. Vidach Purusha Hu Zil Gemar. And everything else is just an explanation. It just grows out of this statement. And whenever I learned this Gemara, the question is obvious. Of course, caring about somebody else is so very vital. But is that the entire Torah, as Hillel states? So the Bava Rebbe has a very interesting approach to this. He says, when we think of the pasuk of a haftal reacha, we think of a haftal reacha means that we should love our fellow man. He says a haftal reacha doesn't speak about loving our fellow man. A haftal reacha refers to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk in Mishlei says, "Reacha v'reya avicha al tazoiv." The pasuk calls our Kadosh Baruch Hu reacha, our true friend. And what the pasuk is saying is, "V'haftal reacha kamaycha," love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's called your true friend. How do we show our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The way we show our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just like when we say something, just like when we want something, we hope and expect that what we ask for and want will be fulfilled. So too, says the Torah, should we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks from us, we should always try to fulfill. And that's why the pasuk concludes with the words, "Ani Hashem." Remember that we're speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you remember that we're speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then v'ahavta l'reacha kamaycha, you will respect and do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And now we can well understand why Rabbi Akiva indeed says, "Zeh klal gadol b'Torah." This is the basis and the foundation of the Torah, that we should always follow the word of Hashem. But I saw the Rapam Zitzal in his Sefer Torah Lamelech actually takes this concept one step further. And he says that Avram Avinu is the paradigm of Amuna. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, "Tishuri Miroish Amuna." Who is the person that represents pure Amuna and faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's Avram Avinu. And we also know, says Rapam Zitzal, that Avram Avinu is the model of Chesed. Chesed l'Avram. Whenever we think of Chesed, we think about Avram Avinu. So he says, we see from here that chesed, doing chesed with other people, thinking about other people, and amuna, and showing and believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu are very connected. The Pasha Pshat, he says, as we see it in the Torah itself, as the Medrash says, Torah, the Torah begins with chesed, the Torah begins by showing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu did chesed in the world, and it ends with HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing chesed and the burial of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah, which is the sefer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, begins and ends speaking about chesed. But he actually takes it a step further. He says, the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Olam chesed yibana." What does "Olam chesed yibana" mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is infinite, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who spans anything past our human imagination, took that all, and limited it to create a world that is finite. That, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olam Chesed Yibone, he wanted to show that even though he's so much greater, he lowered himself, Kaviyachol, to create the world. Says Rapam, our chiv is to do the exact same thing. By doing chesed, we're showing that we're following the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps, as the Bava Rebbe said, if we show that we're following the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will be the way of doing chesed. That will be the way that we will ultimately not just do chesed, but we're going to be doing everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. Because our life will become a life of following the way of Hashem. And if the way of Hashem is a world of chesed, then we, by doing chesed, will be following in his ways and be living a life that he wants of us in all aspects of our life. But Rapam goes on to explain. We think of chesed, we think in big terms. We think in terms of people who spend tremendous sums of money. We think of people who give of themselves 24/7. And of course, those are the true Bali Chesed. But Rapam says Chesed is not limited just to great acts. Chesed is defined in day-to-day small acts. He quotes a story from the Chafetz Chaim, where the Chafetz Chaim was traveling in a horse and wagon one night. It was a cold night, and the horse driver was sitting outside on the run with the run, leading the animals, and the Chafetz Chaim was sitting in the wagon. And the Chafetz Chaim thinks to himself, this man is sitting out there in the cold in a dark night, and I'm sitting thinking, learning Torah. That's not fair. And the Chafetz Chaim stopped the wagon and told the wagon driver, I want to sit next to you, and I want to learn Torah with you. And the wagon driver says, Rebbe, I don't even know how to learn with a sefer. And here we're going to learn by heart. So Chafetz Chaim says, I'm going to learn Mishnayis, easy Mishnayis, and you just listen and follow along. The Chafetz Chaim didn't do a great act. The Chafetz Chaim didn't spend tremendous sum of money. The Chafetz Chaim thought about how does that other person feel. The same, Rapam goes on to say the opposite. He says there was once a group of people traveling on the road, again with a wagon driver. And this wagon driver had just experienced a terrible loss. He had lost one of his children. And they were sitting and talking about all sorts of different unimportant subjects. And every time this wagon driver wanted to share his sorrow, his terrible experience, they pushed him off. They weren't interested in listening. Until finally, they came to whatever destination they were traveling to, and the wagon driver got off, and they got off, and the wagon driver went to feed his animals, his horses, and he had no one else to speak to. So he spoke to the horses and told them, this is the terrible tragedy that I just experienced. It's not such a difficult thing to be ready to listen to someone else, to listen to somebody else's troubles, to be part of somebody else's situation. But that is called chesed as well. The part, greeting somebody with a shalom aleichem, greeting somebody with a welcome. We have to think of life in a way of chesed, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. And if we live that life, it will not just affect that, of course, we will become Bali Chesed. We will become people of different stature. In fact, Rav Ham quotes the Gemara Masecht above Metzia Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara says, Oyev Lifreik V'Sonei Litoin. You have a friend who's going with an animal who's overloaded, and you have an enemy who needs help in loading his animal. Says the Gemara, Oyev Sinei litain kaidim. You should rather help your enemy load his animal. Says Rapam, normally the halacha is that when you would have this situation, you have a choice. Should you help unload the animal or help load the animal? The halacha would tell us, help unload the animal comes first. Because the animal that's overloaded is suffering. Helping your friend load an animal, there's nothing happening yet. Says Rapam, why does the Gemara say that Soinei Litain, helping your enemy load his animal, comes first? Because the act of chesed is here to influence how we live our lives. And if you could help someone who's suffering and he's your enemy, even though the other one needs your help more, the chesed is supposed to not just be something we do. The chesed is supposed to be something that influences and affects our entire way of living. And Soinei Litain will have so much more of an effect on who we are and what we are versus Oyev Lifreik. And therefore, even though normally the halacha is Lifreik, unload the animal first. Here, Litain, helping your enemy load the animal, takes precedence. The Tosefta at the end of Masechta Menachos says, Yushlayim Binyan Rishon Mnei Charva. Why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed? They violated the most serious aveiros, avodah zara, gilui arayos, shfichus damim. Av machrona makirim anu behem. Says the Medrash, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, we were well aware, Shema Melim b'Torah. There were people who sat and learned Torah, v'zehirin b'maisrus, and they were careful in every detail of halacha. M'vnei ma'agolu, why did they go to Golus? M'nei sh'oyavin es ha'momen, v'soinen is esh'reyu. They loved money, and they hated each other. L'lamdecha, says the Medrash, sh'kosha shinus ish esh'reyu l'fnei ha'mokam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu views when people can't get along, v'shokla ha'kosev, and the Torah, the pasuk treats it equally to somebody who violates avodah zara, gilui arayos, v'shfichus damim. And the Brisk Rav asks, why does the Medrash have to, when it wants to speak about the terrible sin of sinas chinam, when it wants to describe that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam, have to precede with the words, they avas mammon, they loved money, said the Brisk Rav. The Medrash is trying to teach us, where does this all emanate from? Where does sinas chinam emanate from? It emanates from avas mammon. It emanates because we think only about ourselves. When a person is only thinking about themselves, then you'll end up with sinas chinam. And you'll end up with an aveira, as the Medrash says, and with what we just discussed, we could understand, because sinas chinam shows that there's a lack of amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the opposite of Avram Avinu. You'll end up with a destroyed Beis HaMikdash. Avas Mamin, don't just think about yourself. Think about someone else, and you will be able to have the Beis HaMikdash that way. We will be able that way to have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. B'mehera b'yomeinu.